My peace I give unto you, and on earth peace to men of good will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost chose himself, the symbol of the dove, to signalize his presence. We have a dove enshrined over our tabernacle symbolically. And yesterday at the confirmation reception, we even had little Holy Ghost party favors, dove chocolates, of course, with one of the seven gifts attached to each one of them. But today, rather than doves, I'd like to speak to you about dogs. Not Churchill's black dog, mind you, that was his pet name for the dark spirit of depression, which would often come over him during his life. No, not that sadness, which is Satan's work, surely, but the Spirit, God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, breathes into us. St. Teresa said that the devil once referred to this good spirit as a watchdog, which always drives him off. The prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. How so? Well, amongst the animals in our May menagerie out here at Westchester, after the bunnies and the bobcats who seem to have done each other in, there came at the beginning of the month for a while a black dog. And I think this may be what he stands for. Here it is. It's Mary's month. Some of you, perhaps to honor Our Lady, fixed on one particular virtue to attempt to acquire during this month. Pentecost Sunday. You, many of you, because of your involvement in the confirmation and the rest, Pentecost, are at the very least on your good behavior when it comes to virtue. You may feel like St. Teresa's sister, Celine. She was known in the Carmel as Sister Genevieve. Here I am, she lamented once to her sister, farther away from my goal than ever. The more I desire to advance in virtue, the worse I become. I long to be sweet and patient, humble and charitable, but I do not think I shall ever succeed. As it happened that very night, Celine read a little of St. Gertrude, which is always a good idea, and it seems that our saint felt quite the same way, so much so that our Lord told her once for her comfort, in all things, above all things, hold on to your good will. This will give your soul the splendor, the spiritual merit of all the virtues. If you have this good will, this sincere desire to advance my glory, to thank me, to compassionate my sufferings, the desire to love and serve me as much as all the creatures of the world combined, you will have your reward. And our Lord ends with an insight right from the Holy Ghost himself, which shows us God's way of looking at things. Some souls, he said, some souls actually do better with these good desires than another soul would do with the real thing. Celine found these words encouraging. And Teresa, who was younger than Celine but still was her teacher in the first years in the convent, reminded her of a celebrated exorcism case that was being talked about in the France of their day. It seems that the demons the priest had driven out confessed to him, We are victorious on all sides, yet when it comes to this little watchdog, whose name is Goodwill, we must always yield. So, Teresa concludes, even if you don't have virtue, at least you've got your little dog to save you from danger. So be consoled. Eventually, that dog will lead you home to heaven. It is the dove, the Holy Ghost, who inspires this goodwill in us and who sends us the watchdog. And herein lies peace and protection from the prince of this world, which is why we can sing as much at Pentecost as we do at Christmas, and on earth, peace. To whom? To men of goodwill. On the other hand, the little flower also notes that while everybody wants to be good, I hope you all do at least that, you want to be good, right? There's a longing which is common for us all, at least on a good day. How few there are who are willing to stumble and fail and fall and still to be happy and at peace when somebody else comes by and finds us flat on our face. I have no animal analogy for you here, but a human one. This is to become as a little child. This is her little way, Teresa's, inspired by the Holy Ghost. This is to be a toddler, spiritually speaking. Admire the little ones, how bravely they set forth to conquer the world, even though in a few steps' time they will fall again. This must be what our Lord meant. We must be patient with ourselves and our falls. It's kind of a harsh willfulness which we summon up with all our strength to keep ourselves from falling, which actually obstructs the power of the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. But to accept our falls in humility is to provide our Jesus with a peaceful place, a pleasant place of shelter, Teresa said. If you are willing to bear serenely the trial of being displeasing to yourself. You see, when we accept our disappointments and our failures, God immediately returns to us. To be crushed by our falls, why, that blocks the spirit of love from rising up within us and raising us up with it. Here too, the Holy Ghost inspires us with this good will when it comes to everything. If you're serious about sanctity, and which one of us should not be, sanctity leads to salvation after all, why, then that's the challenge. It's hard to bear your faults humbly, especially when someone else charitably reminds you of them, and still to be at peace, even though there we are, like a toddler, wailing on all fours, flat on the floor. Good desires, though, like a friendly family dog, come in to the rescue. It's hard to be willing to bear your faults in peace. It's far harder than willing to be faultless. Well, how does this work, this goodwill business? Well, it's like loving God by His Holy Spirit. The way we start, remember, is to say, I don't love God, not even a little bit. Curia of Ars tells us that. But I want to love him. So too, if you want to bear your faults, if you have goodwill, that's a start. Sometimes we don't want that. We don't think about it. I mean, bearing our faults, because we're so terribly concentrated on our neighbor's faults, our own. Well, they don't really bother us that much, do they? But what about your own faults? If you're willing at least to be willing to bear them, not to be impatient with yourself or to give way, say, to depression when you've given in to some sin, that good desire to allow neither your own spiritual inadequacies nor those of others, yes, their little idiosyncrasies, their limitations, their offenses, and then your automatic response to them, the whole business, don't allow any of that to get in the way of the good spirit which the Father will give to them that ask him, our Lord assures us. And that, why, that's goodwill. The dove today sends in the dogs, and with these, all will be well. And then there will be peace on earth to men of good will. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.